Ascent Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Halal Investing for Beginners: How to Start, Grow, and Scale Your Halal Investment Portfolio by Ibrahim Khan and Mohsen Patel, narrated by Curtis Michael Holland. Foreword. While Islamic finance has grown at an institutional level around the world, it has often been underserved at a grassroots level. The average person still has questions about what Islamic finance is, how it differs from traditional finance, and why they should invest in Sharia-compliant products. There are several impediments to growth of Islamic finance in the UK, including regulatory, political, and access to Sharia-compliant capital, as well as a lack of human resources. One significant barrier that is frequently overlooked is a lack of Islamic financial literacy. This is an area in which Islamic Finance Guru, IFG, has excelled. What began as a blog has grown into a global platform with millions of beneficiaries worldwide. IFG has become a household name in Muslim personal finance. Throughout this journey, I consider myself fortunate to have kept in touch with and collaborated on various projects and initiatives with my two dear brothers, Ibrahim Khan and Mohsen Patel. Their work is truly legacy building, and I pray that they see the fruits of their efforts and hard work in the eternal life. It was only a matter of time before they were approached by a major publisher to write about Islamic finance. So this book comes as no surprise. I read through the book and was very pleased with the hands-on approach it provides. It greatly simplifies investing and provides people with a roadmap for navigating the halal investing world. This book is more than just a theoretical write-up. It is the culmination of years of deep learning, insights, and personal experiences. This book is both a hack and an accelerator. It is thousands of hours of learning condensed into 18 chapters. It will truly save people years of learning time and fast-forward their journey into the world of halal investing. Ibrahim and Mohsen have curated a powerful tool to educate this generation of Muslims about halal investing. May God accept my dear brothers' efforts and take them from strength to strength in facilitating halal globally. Mufti Faraz Adam, Amana Advisors. Introduction. I first realized there was a problem when a financial advisor approached me about managing my money. I was working as a trainee in corporate law at the time, and invited him into our plush London offices. This didn't disconcert him in the slightest. He was very familiar with these sorts of settings. He walked me through his beautiful models. I should be accumulating in my youth and decumulating in my retirement. Pensions were good, as was insurance. Financing should be used strategically as a tool throughout my life to smooth out purchases and get onto the property ladder quicker, and tax-efficient investments should be used to build my nest egg. This was all brilliant and made perfect sense to me. I was ready to go full-on Wolf of Wall Street. But there was one big catch. Literally nothing he had offered me was Sharia compliant. I rang my best friend and longtime business partner, Mohsen, that evening. "We need to figure this one out, Mohsen. We're going to have savings soon and we need to manage them properly. And it's completely barmy that in a 21st century world, a quarter of the world's population still doesn't have financial products that they can actually use." Mohsen agreed, and in an evening of discussion, debate, and idea creation, Islamic Finance Guru, or IFG, was born, a blog to share our research into halal investing and personal finance. Thus started an 8-year journey to date of research, discovery, and building financial products that helped scratch our own itch. In that time, we gained Islamic qualifications, sat our financial advisor exams, qualified as corporate lawyers, got married, and had kids. Today, only through the grace of God, IFG is one of the most prominent Islamic investing websites globally, with its own suite of financial tools and investment products. Over this journey, we've had the privilege of interacting with thousands of Muslims also on the same path as us. We've interacted with students just starting out on their journey, single moms looking to stabilize their finances after a divorce, a scam victim who is fearfully looking to invest again for the first time, billionaires who made their money in crypto, and, because we deal mostly with Muslims, lots and lots of doctors. Despite a variety of these backgrounds, these individuals actually had a lot in common when it came to the challenges they were facing in their investment journeys. These challenges were 1. Wondering what is halal or haram in the investment world, from the most basic products to the most complex. 2. Being keen to learn about personal finance and investment strategies that were Sharia compliant. 3. Looking for advice, coaching, and guidance on their investments. 4. Wanting to understand what halal investment options there actually were for them to take up. Much of our content on IFG and in this book have been inspired by the questions we've received over the years from our audience members. We have written hundreds of thousands of words, shot over 150 videos, and given talks up and down the UK and abroad on these topics. But what we had never done till now was condense it all into one neat package. This book is our attempt at doing just that. It is a distillation of all those conversations, articles, videos, and lectures, suffused with a healthy dose of practicality to get you moving from learning to doing. We hope you enjoy it and learn something new. The why. But before we dive into the action, it is important to remind ourselves what is at stake here. The religious texts are very clear. Hoarding and passively sitting on cash are frowned upon. The Quran says, "But as for him who is stingy and self-satisfied and denies the good, we will pave his way to difficulty." More broadly, zakat is a 2.5% compulsory charitable donation on every Muslim's stagnant wealth every year. Interestingly, though, zakat does not generally apply to investments. In other words, zakat is effectively a wealth tax, encouraging the circulation and investment of money, rather than it sitting in cash. We can see, therefore, that the Sharia, the Islamic legal code, has always been pro-investment. But today, this message has taken on a particular urgency. According to an annual report on global wealth by Credit Suisse, the global average net worth at the end of 2021 was $87,489. A staggering 12.7% increase from 2020, and the fastest annual rate of growth ever recorded. Some quick back-of-the-napkin analysis of their numbers, accounting for Muslim populations, indicates that global Muslim net worth is approximately $16,702. In other words, the Muslim community is approximately 5 times poorer than the rest of the world. With the exception of some of the smaller Gulf states, much of the Muslim-majority country belt, stretching across North Africa and across the Middle East and subcontinent, has wealth in the lowest 2 bands. This puts the task ahead of the Muslim community in a rather different light. We must look after our wealth, not just for ourselves, but the greater good. This is particularly so for the most affluent Muslims. The top 13% of the population owns 85.9% of global wealth.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?